Chapter 13. 0800 10 hours, August 30, 2552, Military Calendar. Epsilon Eridani System, ONI Underground Facility, Planet Reach. Dr. Halsey studied the five Spartans in the hallway and pushed her antique glasses farther up the ridge of her nose. Despite everything their presence here meant, Reach invaded, their mission to find the Covenant leadership compromised, everything she had worked for now in jeopardy. She was still pleased to see them. She steeled herself, though. An emotional outburst wouldn't be understood or appreciated by her Spartans.
"Come in," she said briskly, "and hurry. From the sounds of things upstairs, we haven't much time."
The Spartans stood there a moment, undoubtedly communicating with one another through a mixture of externally silent comm channels and minute body language. She noticed the tick of a finger, the slight nod of a head. They then moved together, picked up their equipment, and walked through the threshold of the vault. Dr. Halsey greeted them as they passed her.
"It's good to see you, Fred."
"Ma'am," Fred replied. "Good to see you, too."
She noted that Kelly's movements were off, a little sluggish. She was hurt, as were the rest of them, now that she saw them up close.
"Kelly? Dr. Halsey?"
She reached out and gave her hand a slight squeeze of greeting.
"Isaac?"
"Doctor?"
"Vin?"
She nodded.
"William?"
Will grunted. He had never liked his formal name. She knew this annoyed them all, how she was always able to tell who they were, despite the Mjolnir armor. She had grown up with them, knew their every gesture and their individual walks. She could have never called them by their number designations. Spartan 104, 087, 039, 029, and 043, respectively. Dr. Halsey tapped a control pad. The vault door eased silently shut, its seams vanished, and with a sharp metallic click, it locked.
"We have access to aqua, scarlet, and lavender levels," she told them. "Follow me to the medical wing."
She proceeded down a concrete hallway with a high arched ceiling, recessed lights, and security cameras.
"I know the Covenant entered the Epsilon Eridani system at approximately 0500 hours. ONI Section 3 staff evacuated this facility at 0530 hours. I assume you're not here to let me know it's safe to come out."
"Yes, ma'am," Fred replied. No, ma'am. It's not safe. The fleet engaged the Covenant, but the enemy managed to land ground forces on Reach. We were sent to the surface to protect the orbital gun generators."
He stopped, took a deep breath, and continued.
"We were not successful in that mission. Covenant forces overwhelmed our position."
He glanced back at Kelly and the other Spartans.
"We fell back here. We thought it would be secure."
They continued down the sloping passage. Titanium doors irised open for them and closed as soon as they passed.
"I see,"
Dr. Halsey replied.
"And Captain Keyes? John?"
"Unknown," Fred told her. "The Master Chief and part of our team attempted to retrieve an unsecured nav database from an orbital station before the Covenant got to it. Assuming he was successful, and given Captain Key's record of combat against the Covenant..."
Fred's voice trailed off.
"I'm sure they accomplished their mission and escaped,"
Dr. Halsey said, finishing the thought for him.
"John has never lost."
"No, ma'am," Fred replied.
They walked in silence for a moment, past a display of captured insurgent flags that had been mounted under glass along the curved concrete wall. Most were emblazoned with an array of gaudy insignia, family crests, bloodied dragons, and scorched crossed swords. They continued past these remnants of a rebellion the UNSC no longer had to worry about.
"Dr. Halsey," Fred said, "permission to speak freely?" "Granted," she said. "I don't stand on ceremony, particularly given the circumstances. Speak your mind."
"Ma'am, something isn't normal about this Covenant invasion," Fred told her. "They've won, but they aren't glassing the planet. At least not completely. As near as I can determine, they've only hit the poles and a portion of the lower latitudes."
"And they had digging equipment in position over this facility,"
Kelly added.
"Curious," Dr. Halsey said. "They've never taken an interest in any human or human technologies."
She halted at a large metal iris, big enough to drive a warthog through, and set her hand on a palm scanner.
"The medical wing,"
she explained. She spoke into the nearby microphone.
I shall do no harm.
The door opened for them. High-intensity lights flickered on in the large room beyond. There were a dozen medical diagnosis tables and a row of displays along the far wall. The lime-colored floor was brightly polished and sterile. The walls glowed with a faint pink luminescence. 7 doors led to adjacent offices and surgical bays, with windows looking out into the central room.
Kalmaya, she said. Status?
Yes, doctor,
replied the disembodied voice of her personal AI, her replacement for Cortana.
I have prepared the Spartan's personal medical files and sent runners to fetch stocks of blood plasma and other medical supplies from cold storage, as well as tools to assist in the removal of their Mjolnir armor.
The doors to the tiny service elevator at the far end of the facility opened, and a robotic rover rolled out, its telescopic arms holding piles of liquid-filled bags. Rows of tools were neatly lined up across the rover's top tray.
Very good, Dr. Halsey said. Continue to track seismic activity overhead. Interface with the Spartan's biomonitors and patch the output to the display on Bay 3.
She strolled over to a table, and a bank of holographic displays hummed to life, floating serenely. Graphs and figures scrolled across them.
Give me a spotlight here. Prepare a sterilization field and lower the ambient lighting by 40%. And a little Mahler, please. Symphony number 2.
Yes, doctor.
Music drifted from the speakers. Dr. Halsey examined the graphs, tapped tiny human figure icons, and summoned MRI images of the Spartan's internal structures. Holographic bones, organs, and muscles appeared and slowly rotated. She winced at the extent of their injuries.
Fred, you have a torn Achilles tendon and 3 cracked ribs. Both kidneys have moderate contusions.
She glanced at the rest of the team's data, and after a moment's consideration told him,
You're fine. William, you have a cracked tibia and some internal bleeding. Get some biofoam into that wound and avoid strenuous motions for the next day.
She turned to face Fred and Will.
You two are in the best shape. I want you to go to Level Aqua, Section Lambda, and retrieve a few things.
Yes, ma'am, Fred said.
Dr. Halsey was only a civilian, but the Spartans had always accepted her authority. Perhaps because she had acted as an equal among the fleet admirals and generals who were constantly trying to co-opt her work. Or maybe it was more than that. She wondered if the Spartans viewed her as some sort of mother figure. As much as this notion amused her, she doubted that they viewed anyone outside their team as family. Not even her. William retrieved a can of biofoam from the rover and inserted the tip into the tiny injection port in his armor, pushed it through the skin between his 4th and 5th ribs. He filled his abdominal cavity with a space-filling coagulant, antibacterial, tissue-regenerative polymer.
Cold?
She asked.
Nothing worth noting, ma'am.
She nodded, not making much over William's courage. She'd always kept her admiration for her Spartans to herself. The last thing she wanted to do was make them feel different. They got enough special treatment from everyone else. Dr. Halsey picked up a clipboard, tapped a few items onto its display, and handed it to Fred.
New weapons arrived for field testing last week, she told him, as well as parts for the Mjolnir Mark V armor system. We'll swap them out for your damaged components. Kalmaya, show them the way, please, and give them access to the restricted areas.
Yes, doctor,
Kalmaya said. The medbay doors opened.
This way.
Fred studied the items on the clipboard.
Very, very good, he said, and his voice was thick with satisfaction.
He nodded, took a long look at his teammates, and then he and Will departed.
Dr. Halsey returned to her medical readouts. Vin, you have a torn deltoid muscle, 3 broken fingers, and a herniated disc. Isaac, internal contusions and both shoulders have been dislocated and reinserted incorrectly, which is pinching off the blood vessels. I'll get you both fixed up in a moment, but first, I want you to survey the route we took here and suggest further perimeter defenses.
Yes, ma'am, they replied,
cast a look at Kelly, and left. Dr. Halsey concentrated on Kelly's internal scans. Her injuries were by far the worst. She had seen that from the extremely low blood pressure and high body temperature even before she'd glanced at the MRI. There was moderate bleeding in her liver, a fatal condition if not treated, and her right lung was completely collapsed. That the woman was still on her feet, let alone fighting, was tantamount to an act of God. Of course, that's what the Spartan 2 project was all about, wasn't it? Playing God for the greater good?
Dr. Halsey, Kelly asked, where are the others?
As I said, they evacuated, she replied. On the table, please. I'm going to perform some minor repairs.
Kelly complied.
Then why are you still here, ma'am?
Dr. Halsey picked up a curved, long-handled magnetic wrench, built specifically to fit this, and only this, access panel. She inserted it and popped open a fist-sized section of Kelly's battered Mjolnir armor. Blood and hydrostatic gel bubbled from Kelly's wounds.
I volunteered to be the fail-safe option, she told Kelly. In the lower levels of these caverns are enough high explosives to level the facility, in case we were ever overrun by the enemy. I'm here to make sure no one gets access to our technology.
Dr. Halsey injected a local anesthetic and inserted a flexible laser-tipped catheter into Kelly, carefully monitoring her progress on the MRI. She pulsed the laser, fusing the lacerations in her liver. Dr. Halsey then inflated her lung. Kelly would lose half of that organ, regardless of her treatment. The tissue was already turning blue and mottling necrotic brown.
Kelmira, prep the flash cone facility and retrieve Kelly's DNA sequence from the archives. I'd like to get a new liver and right lung started for her.
You're fine for now, Dr. Halsey lied. I just want to get replacements made for you, in case we're down here for a long time.
I understand, Kelly rasped.
Dr. Halsey wondered if she did. If Kelly understood that getting shot and burned and having your internal organs traumatized wasn't supposed to happen to you every day, unless you were a Spartan. She wished the war were over. She wished her Spartans had some measure of peace.
Doctor?
Kelmira whispered through the tiny private speaker bud in Dr. Halsey's glasses.
There is an anomaly in Spartan 087's DNA files. You may want to review this in private.
Dr. Halsey sealed Kelly's injuries with biofoam, removed the catheter, and cauterized the incision.
Rest, she said.
No, ma'am. I'm ready to...
Kelly tried to sit up.
Down.
Dr. Halsey set a hand on her shoulder. She had no illusions that she could have stopped Kelly with a gesture, but it reinforced her words and her will.
Doctor's orders.
Kelly sighed and lay back.
I'll be in my office just over there, she pointed to the next room, if you need anything.
Dr. Halsey left Kelly and moved to her office. Two walls were covered with giant displays. Old disposable coffee cups littered the floor. A holographic projector flooded with data, lines, rotating graphics, and unanswered correspondence overflowed her desk. She turned down the blinds that separated her office from the medical bay, but only halfway, so she could keep an eye on Kelly.
Let's have it, Kelmira.
Kelly's medical history scrolled across a display.
Here,
Kelmira said, and highlighted a surreptitious data request at the end of the file.
It's dated 3 months ago. That's Arakiel's routing code.
Dr. Halsey picked up the snow globe off her desk, shook it once, and set it down, watching the swirls of particles.
Arakiel. That's Ackerson's watchdog, isn't it?
Affirmative, Doctor.
Can you trace the request?
Done and terminated contact at node FF8897Z. Access restricted to X-ray level clearance.
Restricted? Dr. Halsey gave a short, soft laugh.
Does that mean anything now? There's no one here to stop us, is there, Kelmira?
Entering those files without proper clearance is a treasonable offense, Doctor.
They can come and arrest me, then. Do as I have instructed, Kelmira,
Dr. Halsey said.
Override your Ethics Center subroutine 4-alpha. Nullification code, whatever it takes.
Dr. Halsey found a half-full cup of coffee on the floor and gingerly picked it up. She sniffed its contents and, satisfied it wasn't rancid, swirled it once, then downed its cold contents.
Yes, Doctor. Working. Done.
Kalmaya was Cortana's older sister. Dr. Halsey had designed and tested the software intrusion routines on her. Once the process had been debugged and streamlined, she'd incorporated the routines into Cortana. The brass in ONI Section 3 had been quite explicit in their instructions to destroy any prototype routines, an order that Dr. Halsey had promptly disobeyed.
There is an unusually voluminous amount of counter-intrusion software, Doctor.
Show me, Dr. Halsey said. The holographic display flickered and solidified into colored crystal blocks representing the code barriers. Dr. Halsey traced a seam with her forefinger along a shard of ruby to the 90-degree angle made by a stair-step-cut emerald.
This data cluster here. Spike that and backfill with a neutralizing pulse. Yes, Doctor.
The holographic crystal shattered into 1,000 glittering fragments and swirled upward into a helix.
I'm in, and...
The shards pulsed and coalesced. Facets and hard, shimmering planes fit together into curled horns, an elongated jaw, and oversized eyes that flickered with holographic fire. It turned and smiled at Dr. Halsey, bearing razor jags of teeth.
Civilian Consultant 409871,
it said in a deep bass rumble that contained a crackle of thunder.
Dr. Catherine Halsey.
Arachiel, she muttered. Did your master leave you behind when he was reassigned? Don't you have anything better to do than steal data from my Spartan program?
The doctor leaned toward a side display and, without looking, tapped in line commands, accessing the base's root directory.
You are in violation of UNSC Military Security Code 447R27,
Arachiel stated with a growl.
This has been recorded and the proper authorities have been notified. You will cease and desist all activities.
Dr. Halsey snorted and continued to type.
I'm the only authority left here, Arachiel. For a smart AI, you are extremely thick.
She glanced at the display before her.
Kalmaya, I need you.
She tapped level 7 security barriers, which popped up over her command line prompt.
Here. Yes, Doctor.
Oh, thick indeed, Doctor, Arachiel rumbled. While I allowed you to access these medical files, I have taken control of the air reclamation system for your medical wing. I can pressurize your office and cause pulmonary edema. I can release narcozine gas to para...
His eyes narrowed to a squint.
What are you doing there?
We're in,
Kalmaya said. Dr. Halsey tapped in a flurry of commands. The holograph of Arachiel leaned over her shoulder.
What is that? I don't recognize that directory path. Or those?
He sniffed derisively.
Archaic line commands!
These commands were invented, refined, and then discarded and forgotten long before even the first functional dumb AI went online,
Dr. Halsey told him.
I learned them when I was 15, working on my second doctoral thesis.
An antiquated input methodology for an obsolete human.
Antiquated? Obsolete? Really?
She smiled and said,
Let's test your hypothesis, Arachiel. I supervise the creation of the template for every third-generation smart AI on this planet. I know everything there is to know about you, including your borderline disregard for human life.
She paused and tapped her chin.
Maybe that's why you and Ackerson always got along so well.
Colonel Ackerson is a great man. He's...
To answer your original question, she said, ignoring him, this is the nexus of your being.
She tapped the display.
Your code directory, the center through which all impulses in your mind flow. And this,
she quickly typed in another command,
is the code that activates your personal failsafe. It generates a pulse beam of high-frequency UV light in your Riemann cycling thought matrix, clearing your high thought functions. It will effectively erase you.
No!
Arakiel said and reared back. Flames roared about his crystalline skull.
Don't!
Dr. Halsey punched the enter key. Arakiel vanished. Dr. Halsey sighed and closed the display.
A waste of memory, Crystal.
She wondered if the AI had been bluffing. Maybe not. ONI Section 3 gave its AIs broad discretionary powers for dealing with security breaches. Still, she was happy not to have found out how far Arakiel would have gone.
Kalmaya, please retrieve the data file and show me the contents of Colonel Ackerson's directory.
Working, Doctor. There's some minor encryption to unravel. It should only take a moment.
She paused and then asked,
Dr. Halsey, the UV failsafe and Arakiel's Riemann matrix, are they planted in every smart AI? In me?
They are not implanted in every AI, Dr. Halsey said, carefully controlling her voice.
Kalmaya would undoubtedly stress-analyze her vocal patterns, so she told her the truth. It was always a game of chess with smart AIs, move and counter-move. It was a constant challenge to earn and keep their respect. That's why she preferred their company to humans. They were so deliciously complex. Yes, she told her the truth, just not the whole truth.
Here they are, Doctor.
Holographic file and folder icons filled the space over her desk.
Filter by proper names, Dr. Halsey said. Let's not waste our time with Ackerson's petty blackmails. Also remove any files dated before the Spartan 2s went online, and any not accessed more than a dozen times. I want to see what Black Ops topped his list.
The folders and files winked away, and only two folders remained floating over Dr. Halsey's desk. SIII and King Under the Mountain. She tapped on the first one, and it opened, revealing hundreds of separate files. Dr. Halsey examined them. There were medical files on each of her Spartans, complete records from their pre-indoctrinated origins, their childhood vaccinations, their parents, their extensive injuries and treatments during their training, even the experimental procedures used to enhance their strength, agility, and mental resiliency.
What the hell was he up to? She muttered.
She felt her pulse quicken as she scoured his records. There were DNA profiles on each Spartan, and there were extensive files on the old flash clone techniques that ONI had used to replace the originals. Ackerson seemed especially interested in this aspect of the program. He had followed the medical records of the replacements as they grew up, succumbed to congenital diseases, and inevitably died. He even had the bodies retrieved and autopsies performed. Dr. Halsey's stomach soured. It was her fault, in part, that these replacement children had died so young. They had never perfected flash cloning for an entire human. They had done it anyway 30 years ago because the Earth government was on the verge of falling apart, collapsing into 100 civil wars. They had desperately needed the Spartan program. And, of course, they had done it simply because they could. No matter the legitimacy of her reasons, she knew she had killed these children as sure as if she had shot them dead. There was one last file in the SIII folder. As Dr. Halsey tapped it open, Kalmaya said,
That is only a fragment. It had been erased, but I managed to reconstruct it from trace ionization in the memory crystal.
Dr. Halsey examined its contents. There was only CPOMZ, followed by a 512-character alphanumeric string.
This longer portion is a star chart reference, she whispered.
Yes, Doctor, but it's not a destination to any location in UNSC-controlled space.
What the hell had Ackerson been up to?
No good at all,
she murmured, and ran her finger over the first word in the file. CPOMZ.
I'll have to deal with this later, she said.
She downloaded the files to a nearby data pad.
Let's see what else the good colonel was up to.
She opened the folder marked King Under the Mountain. There were only three files. The first was the original construction blueprints of this base. It appeared on her desk. Dr. Halsey noted that this holographic representation of the base was much larger than she had been led to believe. While her security clearance was the highest possible for a civilian, she apparently had seen only a third of the facility she had worked in for the last decade. Dr. Halsey tapped open the second file. It was the transcripts of the debriefing at Camp Hathcock, August 12, 2552. That was the inquiry of John's destruction of the city on Côte d'Azur and the alien artifact the Covenant had tried to procure there. Curious. A third file was an analysis of the symbols John had captured from the alien artifact. According to Ackerson's notes, it too was a partial star map. Dr. Halsey returned to the stellar chart reference in the Spartan's files. No good. This location had nothing to do with that reference. The stellar reference in the alien artifact was... She did the math in her head.
I'll be goddamned, she muttered.
She pulled up star charts and nav records for confirmation and checked her math one last time. No question. It was the Epsilon Eridani system. Here. This was more than a curiosity now. Ackerson had been sitting on a tremendous secret. A very dangerous secret.
Just his style to play with fire and get us all burned.
Additional files detailed the procurement of digging equipment and a new set of blueprints and geological surveys. The new maps looked like a network of veins and arteries.
What am I looking at, Kelmaya?
According to the coordinates of these secondary maps, Doctor, this facility was built over an old titanium mine, and before that, this site was surveyed as an extinct volcano. These are designated as a series of lava tubes.
I wonder if they used the natural passages to help build the mines, and later this facility.
Dr. Halsey removed her glasses and cleaned them as she thought this through.
No. If it was as simple as that, why would Ackerson be interested? And why then classify this data as level X-ray? How does this connect to the alien artifact on Côte d'Azur?
I can't say, Kelmaya replied. But perhaps there's a back door you can use to escape.
Yes, yes.
Dr. Halsey downloaded all of Ackerson's secret files to her data pad.
I'll consider that. Right now we should concentrate...
Detecting increased seismic activity, Doctor.
Dr. Halsey froze. She felt it more than saw it. A series of faint, rhythmic thumps, like thunder in the distance. Dust rained from the ceiling tiles and scattered the light for the holographic system into a dazzling starburst.
They're coming,
Dr. Halsey whispered. She opened a comm channel to the Spartans.
Get back to the lab ASAP. I might have a way out.
She stumbled as a powerful blast rocked the chamber. There was a shriek of stressed metal, and the main support beam overhead shifted, fell, and crashed onto her desk. The lights went dead.